podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Negroes, 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 Negroes.
Well, someone's happy it's March.
Aw, it is.
Yeah, well, I gotta take that away from us, Andy.
I wasn't. I was trying to extend the month.
So was Noah. He's like, hey, you want to go see Nonstop on February 29th? I was like, do you mean March 1st? No, February 29th.
Oh, so
2016? No, February 29th, 2014. That date doesn't exist, Noah!
I thought you were just fucking with me. I was like, oh, fucking Tim. Never takes anything serious.
You know, Noah, your instincts were good on that one.
9 out of 10 times, I would be fucking with you.
Not that particular time. Then fire.
And
like,
that
oh,
10 out of 10th right. time, probably still fucking with you.
But with facts.
Ah, yes, Tim will fuck you with facts. He will fact fuck you.
Factfucks.com. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Noah discovers the wonders of Breaking Bad, Andy deals with the aftermath of the Lego movie, and our worst movie ever tournament continues with The Room versus The Wicker Man, 2006. And when you hear this sound, everything is awesome. That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Cogging you is easy cause you're beautiful. You and brought help up today.
Stop it!
Oh!
Welcome to Tancast.
Oh, shadoo-a.
Don't mind Noah, he's having a stroke.
Skip that, skiloop da.
Welcome.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And he's stroking it.
He strokes it to the east. He strokes it to the west. He strokes it to the girl that he loves the best. He'd be stroking.
Where's that from?
That's from a song ingeniously entitled Strokin'.
Uh-huh.
Genius. Everything is
awesome. You may have heard it when we used to go to the Britannia Arms and do karaoke every Wednesday, and the guy who ran the karaoke would sing it almost every week.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Because we came to karaoke to watch him sing. Wait, no.
I came to karaoke in hopes that I would hook up with some girl someday. Never happened.
Nope.
Yeah, me either.
I was like, oh, there's some ladies here. Maybe one will want to touch my penis.
I did make out with a chick once.
That's true. You got invited to an orgy once.
I want to say that wasn't a karaoke night.
Oh. You didn't go? But were they attractive? I can't remember. I know I heard this story before.
Well, the dude definitely wasn't.
What about the lady?
The girl I was scamming on was the wife of the ugly dude, as one might expect.
Would have been a story, though.
Exactly. How'd you lose your virginity? In a fucking swingers fuck fest.
If you've got to go, you might as well go out like that.
How did you lose your virginity? 4 different ways.
I lost my regular virginity and my butt virginity on the same day.
It was a glorious day.
I lost my...
And then it wasn't all of a sudden.
I lost my straight virginity, my gay virginity, my banging some dude's wife while he watches virginity.
Hand my will to live virginity.
Oh, no. You may have unlocked something in yourself. Like,
Tim,
this is what life is about.
No, you know what, Tim? Even if you didn't like it, even if you didn't walk away from it going, yes, I am orgy guy, that still would have been just one more glorious thread woven into the rich tapestry that is Tim Babb.
Wow, that was deep.
Thank you. Like inside that dude's wife's butt. And I took it back shallow again.
Oh, I was implying that I was getting butt fucked.
Well, yes, I was also implying that in the middle of that, you know, maybe you guys were just forming a little train. You were the middle car. He was the caboose. She was the engine.
We did
so
it.
Tim was not the caboose. He was the middle car.
We did a sexy
car.
Human centipede. What was the name of an episode we did a while back?
It was. Good times. You know what? Fuck it. Let's ditch this episode and just listen to that one again.
No.
Okay.
There's no guarantee that one was any good.
That's true. It was a tan cast.
Sometimes we have one funny quote, it makes the title, and then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
It's all filler. But here's a question that the people want to know. How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Fuck was it indeed. Fucking weeks.
I got a joke for you guys.
That's not this segment. Unless it was a joke about your week.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Now it's time for 10 Laughs. We have got some jokes and they've got to be read. Now it's time for 10 Laughs. And it's so stuck in your head.
A man walks into a bar. He's an alcoholic and he's ruining his family.
Wait, was that about your week? No, do you need it to go first?
What?
Do you need to talk first?
No.
The floor is yours. This is a safe space.
I just heard that anti-joke and it made me laugh.
Did you hear it this week?
I did hear it this week.
There you go. That's how Noah's week was. He heard his hand laugh.
Okay.
I've been watching Breaking Bad.
How far in are you?
Just one season.
Has he gotten cancer yet?
Yes. He has cancer.
I couldn't tell if Tim said has it gotten canceled or cancer. Either one's funny.
So it's 4 more seasons? It's interesting how much like he has changed in even the first season. And so I'm kind of interested where they'll go from here. I mean, obviously they go somewhere, but it's just like I thought it'd be more of a slow progression, and I do know there is more progression. Like he gets even more and more of like a bad person.
There's so much more to go.
I'm aware.
Spoiler alert, he's the one who knocks.
He is the one who knocks.
You think that of me? So yeah, it's good. It's a good show. People are not wrong so far.
Yep.
Everyone that loves it. And there's a lot of them.
Yep. I keep telling my wife, I was like, stop watching the fucking Shots of Sunset or Real Housewives of some dude's vagina. Breaking Bad. You need to get on the Breaking Bad tip.
Get on the Breaking Bad tip.
Yes. Get all up on it.
Because I speak like Vince Vaughn in Swingers.
Tim, Vince Vaughn, that spoke to me. I have joined the Church of Vaughn.
Oh, so you're going to make a couple really good movies and then phone it in for the rest of your life?
Yeah, but you know what? I think I'm going to bang Jennifer Aniston a little right in the middle. So it's going to work out okay for me. So fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim. What do you got to say that, Tim? Fuck you.
I guess I will take that fucking.
Yes. Yes, fuck you me. Will.
No, fuck you.
It's been a decade, but you're going to come right back around. We're going to make the train. I'm the caboose.
Back and forth forever.
Back and forth forever. We'll take turns being the caboose, Tim. You know why? Because I'm your friend. Fuck me. Jennifer Aniston's 45. And no, short. She's 5'5". Everyone in Hollywood is tiny.
She won't fuck you.
No, I know.
Yeah, probably not. No offense.
There's no probably about it. She's not going to.
She won't fuck me either.
Me neither.
You know what?
We're on the same boat.
We're all in the same unfuckable boat here.
No.
It's very lonely.
Speak for me, buddy.
Tim's looking a little cute.
Well,
we're up Schitt's Creek without a pussy.
Oh. Is that someone else's joke, Tim?
No. Why? Does that sound good?
It did.
Yeah, it was funny.
Rock.
Let's work
not that you can't make up a joke, but it's not like something you might have said before.
Oh, no. I was trying to think of something other than Schitt's Creek for us to be up, but I just went with Schitt's Creek.
That's good. I'm Schitt's Creek without pussy. I like it.
I was trying to think of something that had to do with celibacy or not getting any. Up Blank's Creek without a pussy, but I was like, bah, I don't have time for this. I got to make this joke before Andy derails the conversation.
As Andy will do.
I was totally a Noah joke.
What was that?
Because Noah derails more conversations than Andy.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Andy to do something more than roll over and die on that joke.
I've just lost hope.
I'm trying to prod the bear. Roar! Bear fight.
We're just slowly beating Andy down.
Well, one way or another, we win.
Nobody beats Andy off anymore.
Aw. Jennifer Aniston, come on, get in there.
Give him a handy.
You just got to rub the head a little. It'll happen.
It's been a long time. It's a trigger. It's got a hair trigger waiting to go off. Really, if you just blow on it, blow on the side of it.
And not the way you normally would mean that.
Yeah. Just a gentle breeze.
Gentle breeze makes me feel funk.
All right.
So.
How was Andy's lonely week?
My week was fine. My wife loves me. My son's adorable. Fuck you both. I don't need this. I don't need any of this. Going back to my real life. So this week, my wife took my son to McDonald's. He got a Happy Meal. They had a Lego Movie promotion. He was super excited. He's like, oh, Lego Movie. I love the Lego Movie. The Lego Movie was so funny. You know what they had inside the Lego promotion? Well, first of all, what would you think that they would have if it was a Lego Movie inside the box?
Dildos.
A picture of a jellyfish. He's waiting for us to say Lego, so just say it so he can give the setup. Because,
no, you know
that is what you are expecting. No. So he's right. We're just being smartasses.
I knew what you were going to do. I just figured I'd sit here and let you do it for a moment.
Right. I'm just trying to get you back on track. So yeah. Probably a Lego toy.
Yes,
probably. Or a series of Legos.
Yeah. No, a cup. It was a cup.
Did it have a picture of Legos on it?
It had a picture of Legos on it.
Done and done.
It had
what
a picture of Morgan Freeman's character on it.
You can hold your Legos in that cup.
Yeah, I guess.
I imagine the choking hazard of giving out Legos is why they didn't give them out.
I seem to remember as a kid getting Legos.
I seem to remember as a kid people were not quite as touchy as they are now.
That's true.
Yeah, remember we used to have like hard shit underneath our playground stuff? Now it's all soft.
This is true.
They used to have toys that made sparks when you were like you'd either press the trigger or run the motorcycle and make sparks come out the back. Now, you know what that does now? You rub the motorcycle thing on the ground and it reminds you to drive slowly.
Oh, and wear a helmet and obey the relevant traffic laws.
Exactly. You rub it, it goes vroom, vroom, always wear your helmet. Where's Noah? Come on, this is comedy fucking gold.
Good job.
Fuck you. Tim, are you eating the pain away?
Yes.
Because that's my move.
I'm stealing your move.
Get your own thing. Quit piggybacking.
What is going on?
Tim's trying to get some nutrients into his body before it shuts down.
I was having a cracker, and then I realized you can't just have a cracker and keep talking because your mouth is full of cracker. And so I had to have something to drink.
Lovely.
Kayla knows what I'm talking about when your mouth is full of cracker.
Yep, she does. She enjoys the saltines, you know what I mean?
No.
It's because they're thin and flaky and, you know, just the right amount of salt and buttery flavor. I don't know what I'm doing.
Speaking of the Lego Movie, that Everything is Awesome song is supposed to be, like, ironic and shitty, but I love it. Everything is
awesome. I hate it.
Everything is awesome.
Of course you do.
I loved it.
Because it's poppy and delicious.
I loved it in the movie because it was both poppy and delicious and also horribly ironic. Now I hate it because I've heard it for the last 2 weeks. Not the whole song, just everything is awesome, Drew, brush your teeth. Everything is awesome, Drew, brush your teeth.
It's not the song's fault. Your kid is like Rain Man.
I know. But you know what? I can't hit my
kid,
so I'm going to
sing it again. Sing it again. Got to sing it again. Yeah. Yeah. Sing the song. Yeah.
I got to hit the song, because otherwise...
Everything's awesome. Things are awesome.
Kid is my only awesome. My only awesome. My only option.
Everything is awesome.
No. Nothing is awesome. Nothing will ever be awesome again.
Everything is awesome.
It's horrible. So, Noah, how was your week?
Everything is awesome!
Blah, 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 blah! Everything is awesome again! It's just the same words a second time, Noah!
Tell me how it goes. Tell me how it goes.
Tell you how what goes.
Well, if you're five, it goes, everything is awesome! 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 Stop me if you've heard this one before. Everything is awesome! Everything is awesome!
If it makes you feel any better, my kid is still singing Jingle Bells.
Oh, my kid didn't stop from the time he was 2 until last week. Christmas has been replaced by Everything is Awesome.
Well, there you go.
One of these days. One of these days he'll be old enough to appreciate how incredible and how complex the music of the 90s was. And then he'll sing Macarena. Fuck, we had shitty music back then, too.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Hey, Macarena.
So this week, I realized that I have crossed a line in my life. Like, a milestone happened, and I didn't even realize it. We had a whole big, like, lunch get-together for our whole, like, department. And we were chatting, and I realized that some stuff that we were chatting about, you know, references, that, like, half the people at the table weren't getting these references. I was like, wait a minute, you do remember, like, the 90s. Yeah, I was, like, 6. Oh, fuck. Do you remember 9/11? I remember everybody got to go home from school early.
Wow.
Oh, shit. I have gone from being the guy laughing about the old guys making references I don't get to making references that these young whippersnappers don't get. I turned to the dude sitting next to me. I was like, what is LL Cool J? He goes, you mean the act? I'm like, God help you if you say actor.
Getting old sucks.
It does. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Jazz hands. That's a song that needs to end in jazz hands. I'm declaring it.
Sure, why not?
So that was kind of my week. I realized, all these people think Nevermind is just a word.
It is just a word.
No, it isn't. It's one of the greatest albums of all time, you fuck.
It's one of the top 100 albums of all time.
Yes, I would say that's fair, because there have been a shitload of albums.
I would say, like, 98.
I would argue with you on that one.
A solid 99.
Actually, I would say that that Nirvana's Unplugged is better than Nevermind. Just going to throw that out there.
I would say that is... That is an argument I don't have a stake in.
All right. Come on, Tim, argue with me anyways.
This episode of Lost is better than that last episode of Lost. Sure it is.
Are they in the bear cage?
Run along, little boy.
Are they in the bear cage in the second episode? Because then you can say yes about any other episode, unless they were also in the fucking bear cage. Whew, I hated that period of time in that show. We almost stopped watching that show. Oh my god, if they just show those people fucking being in that bear cage again, like nothing happens in the bear cage. There's no sex in the bear cage.
I knew it.
But there's no sex in the champagne room either.
That's true.
Yeah, there is. Don't let Chris Rock fool you.
Oh, how do you know, Tim?
I have a friend of a friend.
Do you now? Oh my.
But Noah's got to leave pretty soon, so let's move on to our worst movie ever tournament.
Worst movie ever tournament.
All right. Who's going this week besides me?
It's me.
Do it.
All right, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
It is you and I. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
I just asked you the same thing.
I know.
I hate you.
I'm asking if you have an opinion, though, because I am opinionless. I'm neutral.
I'm indifferent.
Okay.
Sweet Jesus.
I know. Call it heads or tails. No, I'm flipping an SD card. Heads or tails.
Which one do you want to call it, Andy?
I'm calling heads, it. Just... Andy, go. Say your stupid movie.
I called heads and it was heads. I go. So for this week, I only have one question for you guys.
What's that question?
How to get burned! How to get burned! How to get burned!
Oh, shit.
Wicker Man, 2006.
My little girl is still here. She has been taken by who I don't know.
I'll find her.
If she existed, we would know of her.
Whose desk is this, hmm?
You suspect foul play.
Hey! Wicker Man returns.
Who's the Wicker Man?
I'm gonna search every inch of this town.
She'll burn to death. She burned to death.
I need your help.
with it.
Daddy.
This was, I think the most offensive thing about the Wicker Man was the fact that they took one of... Okay, so the original Wicker Man was from 73. There have been some updates to filmmaking. It still is... It holds up. Even without modern special effects, you know, horror, like, fast-walking, crazy Japanese ghost people, you know, quick limping towards you or whatever. Even without all the modern tricks from modern horror, the original Wicker Man was still, like, a really... It was a very good, disturbing film. It really hit kind of that psychological horror, not, you know, like body horror or, you know, any of the, like, gore horror, torture porn, whatever. There was definitely, okay, spoiler alert for a movie that is probably a decade or two older than most of our listeners. There was, like, some violence in it, but mostly it's just how...
That was the spoiler? There was some violence?
There was some torture.
Man, calm down with the specifics. Do I even need to watch it now? There was some violence. Shit, I quit.
All right.
I just thought you were going to be something more specific. Like, when they put him in the Wicker Man at the end, that's what I was expecting to say.
Spoilers!
We already said spoilers!
I know. So I was going to say there was some violence. You do watch a guy get tortured.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I jumped in too early.
You did. You know me.
And he wasn't done talking.
No, I'm going to take more words. I'm going to slide the spoiler in slow, like a gentleman with a lot of lube.
All right.
Anyways. How you like.
So the original Wicker Man was a really good horror movie. You know, it was British and from the 70s, so there's going to be some British and 70s stuff going on. But it was a really good horror movie. Then they decided to remake it with Nicolas Cage. And you're wondering to yourself, is this going to be the good Nicolas Cage that they brought out in movies like Lord of War and The Weatherman
Leaving Las Vegas?
Leaving Las Vegas. Thank you. I was like, fuck, it's Las Vegas. It's completely escaping me. No. This is going to be the Nicolas Cage, hey, just scream all your lines that they had for... Kiss of the Vampire and Snake Eyes. That was the other one I was thinking of. Yeah, it's going to be that Nicolas Cage. So, they tried to make the new Wicker Man even more disturbing. They utterly failed. I don't think there was a moment in the movie where I wasn't either bored or laughing. It's one of those movies where it misses scary by such a wide mark that you wonder, like, if anybody watching was actually paying attention to the scenes that they were shooting. And you got to guess not. So, the good news about the Wicker Man is we can quote things like, how to get burned, how to get burned! And, oh, the bees! Oh, they're in my eyes! Oh, the bees! Spoiler alert. You also do get to watch Nicolas Cage, again, spoiler, just fucking sucker punch a huge mountain of a woman. And then Nicolas Cage dresses a bear, sucker punch a couple other women.
Yeah.
If they had called it the Sucker Punch Man and made it a dark comedy, it would have been a great movie.
What is going on over there?
Oh, sorry. My headphones were were bothering me, so I had to fix them.
Was it Bees,
and
Tim?
I knew Andy was on a roll with words, so I had time.
Yep. It was Bees. We know it was Bees.
Not the Bees. Ah!
They were in your eyes.
My eyes! Ah!
That was a great movie.
Killing Me won't bring back your goddamn honey. Tim Babb is the Wicker Man.
He is. Also, I know she's got, like, the jawline and the cheekbones and all the rest of that for it, but Lily Sobieski has never, ever impressed me as an actress. I don't think there's a single thing I've seen her in where I was like, yes, cast her.
But I hit that. That's important to know. Well, she's no Jennifer Aniston.
Just don't let her talk.
No.
She can talk all she wants.
She's got a weird voice. It sounds like it's coming up from underground.
Maybe that's what Tim's into.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Tim likes to hear the earth moan.
That sex scene from last week's movie was not as bad as Andy claimed it to be. I want that on the podcast.
Did you watch it in context, yes. Or did you just watch the sex scene?
I just watched the sex scene.
Yes, I told you, it needs context.
No, it doesn't.
Hang on a sec. Yes, small thing.
Peep in the big guy, world is over.
Okay, I will put another show on for you then. By the way, I love TiVos now. Because I have an app on my phone where I can go make the TV play a show for my son. Do I have to walk out there, waste precious calories moving my bulk around?
Spend time with them, see them? No.
Nope.
Just sit there in front of the TV and I will make things play for you.
Nope. I just hit a button and now Fireman Sam is going to be playing on my TV. Why? Science. That's why.
It's going to be a point where I don't even have to see my child anymore for days.
I just sit in a room with my magic box and I press buttons. Beep, blorp, bleep.
Technology, bring us together.
Okay, bud, I'm glad you're done eating. No candy. Well, then candy's not the answer. Why don't you go get, like, some string cheese?
Ooh, fattening.
Have you seen how skinny he is? We need to put some fat on him. No one will believe he's my son.
It'll get there. I've seen you at that age.
That's true.
And how was he?
I was skinny.
Were you?
As a rail. Tall and skinny. We used to use him to get the football out of the sewer.
Yep.
Did you really?
I'm kidding. We didn't play football.
No.
Oh.
We played Buck Buck.
Yeah, Andy recognized that as a Cosby joke. Nice
I did.
Buck Buck. You guys are silly.
All right. Are you done talking about Wicker Man?
Because oh, I am. Yes.
Noah needs to leave soon, and I don't even know what movie he saw. The listeners do, because we already said it at the top of the episode.
Yeah. Oh, right. Because you edited it. Yes.
Yes.
I was like, wait, we did not say this. Don't lie to them, Tim.
I was like, this should not happen.
Andy likes to make it all cagey until he says what he's talking. I'm like, the listeners already know.
I know. I just like to fuck with you guys. I know the listeners know. I understand how this works. This
it's
is
like
my
when
first
Doug
rodeo.
Benson doesn't say the name of his guests until they come out. It's like, we know. It was on the sheet when we downloaded it.
Okay, Tankcast listeners. I'm going to give you some clues. I want you to try to guess what movie I saw. No.
5 points to the Sandcast listener. They can email Noah the fastest.
I saw The Room.
A perfect world.
These are for you.
Thanks, honey. They're beautiful.
A perfect life.
I would do anything for my girl.
I love you, Lisa.
I love you, Johnny.
Surprise!
He provides for you. Darling, you can't support yourself.
I don't love him anymore. He didn't get his promotion. And he got drunk last night. And he hit me.
It's not true. I did not hit her.
You're such a manipulative wench.
You're hurting yourself. You're hurting our friendship.
I treat you like a princess, and you stab me in the back.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
What the hell is wrong with you?
Just shut up.
Hey! Stop it out of this world.
The Room.
Oh,
you
shit.
Did!
Oh, damn!
Oh, that was on my list of things I needed to get.
Is it as bad as people say?
It's not good. Like, it's just...
Oh, man.
All right, so...
That is fucking epic. This is an epic match. This is like a championship matchup.
So
it's
let me,
in the prelims.
Let me read some of the notes I wrote down. So the beginning is... There's Johnny and there's Lisa, and they're together. So the beginning of the movie... Johnny buys, like, Lisa this nice dress, and she wants to go upstairs and have sex. And this kid just, like, everyone just walks in their place. Like, they don't lock the door. Everyone just walks in. So this, I think he's supposed to be, like, a, you know, maybe teenager, early 20s, who walks right in. And, like, oh, we're going to go upstairs. He's like, oh, okay. And then he sneaks up while they're making out and jumps in the bed with them. And he's like, I just like to watch you guys. What the fuck is wrong with this kid? Like, and then later you find out that he's supposed to be Johnny's, like, adopted. Not, he didn't adopt him, but Johnny, like, you know, feels really close to him. I'm like, that's even fucking creepier. And Johnny just does this laugh all the time. It's like, like, just after everything.
Like, just dribbles out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, open my mouth and the laugh's going to fall out.
Oh, man. There's so many bad scenes. Okay, so he goes into this flower shop with sunglasses on. And he goes, you know, I like one dozen roses. And then he pulls up his sunglasses, and the lady behind the counter goes, oh, hey, Johnny, I didn't recognize you. Then as he's leaving, she goes, you're my favorite customer. I'm like, how the fuck would you not recognize him? Like, he just wears sunglasses. He is not a normal looking dude. He's got long black hair, kind of weird face. Like, he's something you fucking recognize.
Oh, hey, Johnny, are you here to murder me? No, you're my favorite customer. Thanks for not murdering me.
And then there's this weird, like, interchange. So he gives him money. He goes, keep the change. And then it's secondly, he goes, hi, dog. And then when he turns around, she goes, you're my favorite customer. Just like, oh, within seconds. Like, like, it's some type of, like, ADD. Like, here's my change. Hi, dog. You're my favorite customer. It's fucking weird. All right. Oh, okay. So this part was funny, too. So Lisa just is not in love with Johnny anymore. And so that's kind of the basis of the movie. You know, the main conflict is that, you know, she's not in love with Johnny. She wants to leave him. She tells everyone except for Johnny, but he finds out. And so it's kind of like that conflict, and they're supposed to get married. So she's telling her mom this, and mom's like, oh, you should marry him. He treats you well. He buys you things. And so then she calls up this guy who she has a crush on, who is Johnny's best friend. And he goes, my mom's such a bitch. She wants me to marry Johnny. I'm not going to do what she wants. I'm going to do what I want. What do you think I should do? I was like, what the? Wait, I thought you just said you're going to do what you want. Like, the dialogue was just so conflicting. So Johnny's supposed to get this this promotion, and he's been waiting on it, and he comes home. And she's like, did you get the promotion? And he's like, nah. And he sits down. And then she sits down and he goes, you didn't get it, did you? I'm like, he just fucking said he didn't get it. What? And the acting's so stilted. And at first, like,
do you get the feeling that, like, one person in each of these scenes is operating off of a script and the other one is ad-libbing?
Oh, it gets even better. So, well, one thing is, like, Johnny is, like, obviously he's a very, like, stiff actor. So part of it thought me, like, I was thinking, like, kind of a design apologetics, but not really design. I was thinking, like, maybe he just acts that way because he's boring, because his girlfriend Lisa says he's boring. I'm like, well, yeah, a boring guy would act like that. And it was just shitty acting, like, across the board.
So, Noah, are you ready for me to blow your mind?
What?
Johnny was the director, producer, and writer.
Oh, I knew all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know about the movie. I just had never seen it. But it was in San Francisco, so it was, you know, some nice scenes. But, all right, so, oh, here's another good one. So he's telling his psychologist friend about Lisa and that he's cheating on him. And he wants to get advice. He goes, you're a psychologist. And then this other guy comes in the room, and they start talking. And then the psychologist friend goes, don't tell me, Johnny, what's your problem? And he goes, oh, you're always trying to play psychologist with us. I'm like, fucking 2 minutes later, you were asking him for his psychologist advice. When you were telling him about all your problems that he already knows about. And everyone, so at first, like, everyone knows, even Johnny knows that his girlfriend cheated on him. And no one is saying anything to Johnny. Like, hey, they'll talk about the marriage, they'll take the pictures, but no one's saying, hey, you sure you want to marry this girl that's been cheating on you that none of us really like? Oh, here's a classic line. Leave your stupid comments in your pocket. Lisa and Johnny's friend get caught, like, cheating at his birthday party. Lisa goes like, hey, everybody, let's go outside. So everyone just leaves out the front door, and they sit down on the couch that's by the front door and start making out. And then someone comes in, and this guy's like, you shouldn't do that to Johnny. And the guy's like, leave your stupid comments in your pocket.
Okay.
And then Johnny
just like, here's another shitty scene.
Somebody shitty scenes. Johnny leaves for some reason because he gets upset about, like, what's going on because, you know, he kind of knows. And then Lisa and his best friend are at his birthday party, kind of like snuggling up and nuzzling. And Johnny comes back in and gets upset. And Lisa says, stop it. You're ruining the party. I was like, hey, it's his fucking party. I think you're the one that's ruining the party. Making out.
Quit macking on his best friend.
At his birthday party. Like, you can't wait a little bit?
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Yes. Yeah, that is the known line where he's just like, you're tearing me apart. Oh, here's another good scene. So Lisa accuses Johnny of hitting her. He doesn't hit her.
I knew it was coming. That's what I was thinking of next.
And he's like, he storms up to the roof of his deck. He's like, I didn't hit her. I didn't hit her. And then he sees his friend. He's like, hi, Mark. I've seen that clip.
He like throws the bottle down. Damn it, I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, it's just how he downshifts. He's like, oh, hi, Mark.
There is so much of that. Like, I'm upset. No, I'm not upset. Like, oh. I mean, so I gotta say, like, story-wise, like, it's not necessarily, like, a bad movie. Like,
and what?
I mean, like, if you think about it, just the story. Like, you know, okay, this guy's having trouble with his girlfriend. She doesn't love me anymore. She cheats on him. Like, when was this movie made? Like, the 90s, the 80s? Like, I feel like at that time, it was not necessarily, like, a bad idea for a movie.
It was released in 2003, Noah.
What was that?
Released in 2003.
What?
Released in 2003. Tim, am I speaking English? Did I switch languages on accident?
No, we couldn't hear you because you guys were talking at the same time. Oh, probably the delay.
No, I heard him. I just was like, 2003? It did not look that recent.
Oh, you blew his mind, Andy.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Some of the roof scenes were shot in August 2002. Yeah. So, yeah, it was all right, after.
I take back what I said. The movie's just shitty.
Now, it is an independent. You know, it probably was made on a budget of about $0. Holy shit! No, according to Wikipedia, it cost $6 million to make, and it made $2,000 at the box office. Sorry, $1,900 at the box office.
Wait. It cost $6
million to make that movie?
That's according to Wikipedia.
Where the fuck did that money go?
Rewrites.
Reshoots. I don't feel like I appropriately switched emotional levels when I said hi to Mark. I'm going to shoot this scene again.
Jesus Christ.
So I've read that like one character, there's something that she had breast cancer, I think. Like some sort of like serious disease gets brought up.
Oh, yes. Like, it's like, oh, they'll be able to find a way to fix that. Like, not even like really like, concerned about it. Like, oh shit, that's kind of serious. We should. And this movie was made in 2003 when we had even less technology to fix shit like this.
No, come on, that was like 11 years ago. It wasn't the Dark Ages.
Well, right, but I'm sure lots of advancements have been made.
Noah, I'm sure it will surprise you to know this, but there are people alive today who remember 2003.
I'm just saying there's always new things to discover.
This is true.
So I'm saying it would have been more serious then, maybe a little more serious then. I mean, it's still serious. It's still a big deal now. So I think it would be even more big deal back then. That's my point.
What's your point?
Yeah, she's like, oh, you'll get over it. And this is Lisa. But Lisa is not a very good person.
Well,
so,
clearly not. She's screwing around on her boyfriend at his birthday party.
Yes. Yes, she would invite him. Oh, this is the best part. So after everyone leaves the party, like, Johnny's in the bathroom all upset. Uh-huh. She's in the bedroom next to the bathroom, and she's trying to get him to come out. He won't come out. She calls a guy, his best friend that lives upstairs, to cheer him, and is talking in the same room, just like, oh, hey, how's it going? Want me to come up? Oh, he's a fool. He's in the bathroom. Of course he can fucking hear you. But he pretends like he can't hear. He's like, who are you talking to? No one. But he set up a tape recorder earlier on in the movie, and he goes and gets the tape and, like, plays it back.
Wait, so this movie was made in the 2000s, and he set up a tape recorder?
Yeah, he hooked up a tape recorder to the phone.
A tape recorder.
Old-fashioned reel-to-reel.
A tape recorder. With the tape.
All right, tape recorder. Really? Let's not stop down a tape recorder.
So, yeah, it was not a good movie. Johnny, spoiler, dies at the end. He kills himself. He can't take it. Lisa drives him to shoot himself in the head. And then it ends.
How French.
So that is, that's The Room.
That is a fucking epic matchup.
Yeah, just a lot of shittiness.
The Wicker Man was awful, awful. But this is like, I wish I'd seen this one too so I could, like, judge
At
them
least
fairly.
The Wicker Man probably looks like it should have cost as much as it cost.
It does, but it's like everything in The Wicker Man just confuses you of why are you doing this? What's going on?
I wouldn't say everything, but a lot of stuff in the room is like, why is this dialogue doesn't make sense? Like, they're playing football in the hallway.
Are they, like, wearing tuxedos for no reason?
Well, no, that's his wedding photos.
Oh.
Which everyone, his friends are in, and, like, the one who's cheating with his girlfriend is, his psychologist friend who, like, obviously does not think very highly of his girlfriend, is like, yeah, all right, we'll take your, not like, hey, you may want to rethink this, like, this does not seem like a good idea. And eventually, like, people start, like, saying something towards the end, when she's at the party making out with the dude.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta go with the room. And that's just because Noah took 10 times the amount of time that Andy did.
I gotta make it a clean sweep.
The room wins. Flawless victory.
Even never having seen The Room, oh my god. I mean, just based on the fragments that I've seen, the description that I've read, and then Noah's recounting here, The Wicker Man should have been a contender to take it all if The Room had never been made.
Yeah, Andy,
I think you pump your movies up too high.
Well, how the fuck else am I going to get one of you numb nuts to vote for it? No, Andy didn't convince me.
Well, no, but Joe is like, this one should have been it. This one's going to go all the way.
He's got the Muhammad Ali smack talk down. It's just doesn't quite have the Muhammad Ali left-hand punch down.
Curse me for being born a writer.
This movie is so pretty. It's so pretty. No, shitty. I should have said shitty. It rhymes and everything. Fuck, I fucked that joke up. Ooh, it's so shitty. It's so shitty. Floats like a turd.
Stinks like a pea.
And I have to tell you guys, I am sitting on a similar movie to Noah's for next week.
Tim's gonna fix that netting.
Well, I'm glad I'm not up against Tim next week then, because I've got a good one. I'm a third of the way through it. I have not laughed yet. And it's
comedy. I've started yet another one that I'm like, oh boy, like as bad as the other one was. Like the one I watched is one of those legendarily bad movies.
Oh. Back to me again? I got to do another one next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only get one bye week out of three, Noah. Come on.
That was it.
Man,
that was my coup de grace.
He blew his entire load. Well, no, I got good news for you. There's several shitty movies on Netflix, and I'll text you the ones that I've found.
Oh,
really?
I'm sure
I haven't found
find
any
it.
Good ones on Netflix.
You know what's interesting though? We're kind of done movies that people have heard of. Like, I'm sure there's so many shitty movies that we don't even fucking know about, right? Like, have you even come across, like, you know, our I don't know. Or view, whatever. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm specifically going, like, I don't want to see, oh, shoot. There was one movie that was on Netflix. I started to watch it, and I can't remember what the hell it was. It was like, Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead. It's a Japanese horror movie about poo zombies.
That sounds really good, actually.
I gotta add that to my queue.
And Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead was awful, but I realized pretty quickly, this never got a wide release. There's... release.
Done. Added to my queue. Yeah, because there's been a lot of, like, crappy-looking horror movies. I'm like, oh, I'm sure that's bad, but...
Yeah, like... We could pick on direct-to-video or only released in, like, Cameroon or whatever for days and hours, but...
Oh, man, the one I'm sitting on was only released to video. It's only recently gotten a life in cinema because it's so bad.
Is it known? Is it notable? Does it have some sort of, like, wide awareness?
Not only is it notable, we've talked about it on the show before.
Then keep it in.
All right. But, like, I was thinking, someone suggested Sharknado on the Facebook page, and I was like, oh, I know.
I wanted
Noah
to do Birdemic, but they took it off of Netflix.
Oh, they took it off Netflix?
Yes.
Damn it. Noah, right now there's a poll going on the Facebook page for which of the prequels is the worst. Everything is awesome. And whoever, whatever prequel wins, you can use that as your movie next week.
I'm sure I can find some things. I'm not that worried.
All right.
Don't you worry about Noah. No, Nobody's got it.
Man, man. Even as offended as I was that they took a great movie like The Wicker Man and made such a shitty movie out of that, I think I got to watch The Room just so I can understand exactly what I voted for this week.
I want to see it, too, just because it seems so hilariously crap.
It's pretty, yeah. So part of it helped that I watched, like, Everything Wrong With. Everything is awesome. And that's what made me think, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should watch that movie.
Oh.
I did actually watch the movie, but I think...
That's what you did with Batman and Robin, too.
Yeah. He picked some bad movies. I'm like, yeah, fuck, this movie was shitty. But next, I'll venture out on my own next week.
All right. Well, good luck. Because I'm bringing the thunder.
All right.
I look forward to not having to bring a movie next week.
All right. It's after 10. Are you okay, Noah?
I'm going to send you my file, and then I'm going to head out.
All right. So, this week... someone else to go because I haven't thought of what I'm going to say yet.
Alright.
Go ahead,
Noah. Oh, no, sir.
Again with this?
No,
why
sir. After
coin?
You, sir. I
no,
insist,
after you.
Sir. Remember, no, sir. I couldn't, sir. After you, sir.
I'm going. Remember, never trust your flower lady who doesn't recognize you with sunglasses on.
This
and you're
week...
her favorite customer.
This week, I hate it when they break your legs and then put bees in your eyes and then set you on fire.
You're doing it like two guys who can't decide who should go first and think that makes compelling podcasting.
Fuck you. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool and it seems.
Everything is awesome. When it is a dream. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. No, after you. Andy, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
I don't want to hang up.
No, you hang up. Okay, no, we'll hang up together.
Okay.
What?
Well, you didn't hang up.
Okay. I'm gonna do it this time.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
You didn't hang up.
I didn't hang up. You didn't hang up either, though. Okay, we'll do it really this time. Okay, one, two,
goodbye.
Three, click.
That did my soul some good.
Good. It needed the help, Tim.
Yeah, it did.